This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we are firing straight into it, aren't we, today, Robbie?
Sure, why not? Hit the ground running.
We are hitting the ground running. Of course, Chill Out Festival is kicking off this weekend from the 7th to 11th of March. It's a huge amount of regional fun and pride happening in the Hepburn Shire, and it's filled with like 50 performances, Robbie, 50 events over 5 days. I'm so excited about it.
I can't tell you how excited I am about getting down there this weekend.
You're excited about the spas.
I've been looking forward to this for weeks.
But you know what? This year, it's such a diverse and eclectic array of artists and performers bringing shows to Daylesford for Chill Out. It's so exciting.
And we've got one of them. Bigger and bigger every year.
It really does. And we've got one of them on the line right now. Joining us here on Joy 94.9 on Mad Wednesdays, it's Australia's Prince of Circus and Physical Comedy. It's Daniel Oldacre, a.k.a. Dandy Man. Hey, Dandy Man, how's it going?
Hi, Robbie and Dean. Hi.
Oh, look, the crowd's going wild.
So many people you fit in that studio. I never knew.
Now, you are going to be bringing your family-friendly show to Chill Out, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. Called The Art of Idiots. So just every skit and bit that I've created that's got the most idiocy to it, pretty much, yeah.
Well, there's a lot to what you do as well. Like, it's very physical. You know, you're not just one... You're not just one touchstone. There's so much that you bring to a performance. So it must be fun to kind of bring everything together and go, let's just chuck it all at the wall and have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. And especially for kids too. They just love, you know, they just want to see the silly side. And there's sort of a point too also, obviously, with kids where you can kind of keep it flowing along in the storyline and then improvising a little bit. And then that point where you just know, oh, wait a second, they realize that you are... an idiot, and then they sort of get that little glint in their eye, and they sort of, you know, at different places and stages around the world. I remember street theatre in France, in Avignon, where they just all got that glint in their eye, and then I went, oh, wait, I'm in trouble here, and I was running from about 30 kids in a big open square in Avignon, and had to jump into a middle of a fountain as all the kids were on the outside screaming at you, going, ah, we've got him now, Dandy Man.
Yeah. It must be a whole lot of fun because also you've also performed all around the world in lots of great with lots of great troops and in lots of great festivals. But to be create something that is for kids to enjoy, it must take your art form to another level.
Yeah, totally. And I think too, it's sort of also seeing the adults getting on the same level because, you know, it's a license to be able to just let go and go, oh, well, the kids are having fun. And I sort of, it's always, you know, at a level for both, you know. It's right in the middle there, sort of. I let everyone have such a good time. And of course, if they're, you know, the adults are having fun, the kids even have more fun because they can see what's happening and realise it's okay to be silly and it's okay to be an idiot, you know.
Is it a fine line for you to walk as a performer to figure out how you hit those marks, or does that circus training really help to be able to create something for adults and for kids in a really good way?
I think it's probably, yeah, the physical comedy training, yeah, with Sacha Baron Cohen's mentor, Philip Goliere in London, Paris, and Avner the Eccentric over in America and all that. And then just so many shows. I've done so many shows from street theatre to the opera house. But, yeah, in just the different environments and pushing yourself, you know, like gigs, doing gigs in all different ways. You're just always tweaking and you know how to make a moment either longer or shorter and the comedy, you know, sometimes it's usually just all about the comedy and where you can take the comedy, really.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're going to be performing at 11 o'clock in the morning this Saturday, Sunday and Monday at the world-famous Beagle Tent in Daylesford, which is very, very exciting. But what let's give our listeners an idea, what can they expect when they come to see Dandy Man in The Art of Being an Idiot?
Sort of a little, that beautiful little poignancy, I suppose, to each show. That those little moments that you would see in that I am inspired by European clown style. You know, watching Jacques Tati films by Charlie Chaplin to even pushing it to the Jim Carrey sort of style, where it's very physical and very over the top, I suppose. Yeah. So there's the subtlety in every show, but then there's also the very large and circus style sort of activities that I put into and infuse into the show every time. So that sort of, yeah, really allows for such a broad audience to enjoy and experience. Yeah.
I think we really forget what an art form clowning is and physical comedy is, really. Like, even just hearing you describe it, it sounds so exciting.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's just, it's sort of something that I think that, I watched Leno and Woodley last night on one of their shows. You know, they've got their new show and it's just like, just seeing the way that they have crafted and what it is, it's, you know, it comes from such a deep root of comedy, you know, it's right from the basics, from that first fart in the cave, I suppose. I don't know, or that first hitting your head on the cave when you walk into the cave. I don't know. it's primal. It's there. You just can't help but laugh and enjoy the physicality of someone. You know, we take ourselves way too seriously.
It's good to be able to throw all that out the window, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, full license. Just go, all right, yeah, this is it. We're just going to have fun.
Now, you're performing at the moment. You are going to be doing a show at Chill Out this weekend, but you're also doing a show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, aren't you?
Yes, coming up, yeah, called Art versus Entertainment at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent, 4th, 5th of April. Yeah, so we're just in rehearsals at the moment, actually, in Adelaide for the Fringe Festival. But
So you're just going from one extreme to the other, aren't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
But that's going to be fantastic. That's happening at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent at 8:45 at night, so that'll be a very different type of show, won't it?
Yeah, totally. Yep, it's got so much ridiculous in that one, yeah.
Well then, everyone, this is a great opportunity for you to see Dandyman in two very big extremes. Why don't you come along to the world-famous Beagle Tent in Daylesford? It's Saturday, Sunday or Monday at 11 o'clock in the morning. You'll be doing your show. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Bring the whole family. Kids are welcome. And there's a great family rate, which you can find out on the Chill Out website. That's chilloutfestival.com.au. You can get your tickets for that. And don't forget, you can also get your tickets to go and see Dandyman in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So why don't you go to VarietyVille.net and you can grab your tickets for that other show and then see the two extremes that is the different types of physical comedy and performance that you bring.
Aw, thanks.
Looking forward to seeing you at Chill Out this weekend. It's going to be a whole heap of fun. We'll let you get back to your rehearsals in Adelaide right now and we'll see you at Chill Out in Daylesford.
Thanks so much.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. That was Dandyman.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.